Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text the neighbor, see on Twitter, hit him up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen, because we know some are raising children, you know, uncles and nephews and all kinds of stuff, and they're raising their nieces and just grandparents or being fathers, you know, and mothers. So it doesn't matter. Happy Father's Day. And I pray that God will bless you richly with wisdom and knowledge and understanding in these last days to help you to raise up your children in the church in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope everyone, every man all across the nation is having awesome Father's Day, and I hope the best is yet to come. Continue and raise your children up in the Lord, you know, so they can go far. But sometimes when I know they say, the Bible said, when you raise them up in the Lord, guess what? Although they stray, but they won't depart. And that's a well-known fact, because if the Bible said it, then so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time with my announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday with Apostle and Pastor, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And I want to make sure if you know if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hook up with them on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. And then we'll get back with you, because we all know God is good. You know, everybody says, oh, yeah, God is good. But listen, you cannot be living any kind of way saying God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have that one-on-one. God, amen. Let's go on. And then I want you to tune in on Wednesday to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday for Faith Come By Hearing. Glory to God. Awesome woman of God, preaches and teaches and sings, and she can prophesy. She can do it all. Glory to God. She operates in that fivefold ministry gift. So just come on and hear what the Lord is saying to Elder on Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power and Prophetic Corner Ministry, and it comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. Because God gives us, amen, prophetic words, amen. If He gives it, then it's given. If He don't give it, then it's not given. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God is a surefire word of prophecy. That right there is going to keep you. It's going to help you along the way. Whenever the trials and the troubles and tribulations come, you'll know, say, hold up, I heard that word somewhere, Lord, and I'm going to give you back your word. You said, put me in remembrance. Ah, that's what He said, of my word. So you can give it back to the devil and say, hold up, devil, I'm telling you right now, you got this black cloud. So that's what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you'll hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Time. So I want to make sure that you hear what the Lord is saying. And I want to encourage you to go and get her book. She has Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3 is on its way. You can go to Amazon and purchase it. It's an e-book, and you can purchase it on Amazon, and you get a free Kindle. And those Kindles are expensive, but you get a free Kindle when you purchase the book. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go over there on Amazon and purchase the book. And if you don't know how, hallelujah, you can hook up with any of us on Facebook, inbox any of us, and we will help you to get the book. So go ahead, amen. It's a good read, and it's something that will give you encouragement that you need. Glory to God, hallelujah. As you know, it's good to have an author in the house. And we got an author in the house. So I encourage you to go ahead and get your book. And I also want to encourage you, because I can only encourage you. I can't make you. That's why I say encourage, hallelujah, to come on and partner. And in partnering, you will receive many things. We are only asking for $25 or more. So come on and join. And let the Spirit of the Lord dwell in you richly. I know some of you may have went to church, but amen, it don't hurt to get a little bit more on top of that. Hallelujah. Just top it out with some whipped cream. Glory to God. And put the cherry on the top. Ah, my God, my God. Yes, I hear you. You can also add nuts on it too. Amen. So come on over here and get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and get it. Amen. And get in where you fit in. Glory to God. Because God is moving by his spirit, by his power, by his might. So you don't want to miss the move of God. You know, like I said in the beginning, you know, it's Father's Day, and I know a lot of people are celebrating, you know, with their significant others, and, you know, they're celebrating that some fathers are still here. And if you don't have a father still here, just know that he said he'll be anything he needs to be to you. He'll be a father. He'll be a mother. He'll stick closer to you than a brother. So, you know, God will provide, and he will be right there with you for whatever need that you may have. Glory to God. So don't, amen, don't get it all twisted. Yes, you do have a father. You're your father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We know that he is worthy, but sometimes people say it, but they don't really mean it. Hallelujah. Do you know him to be a healer? Do you know him to have healed someone that you know? Do you know him to have brought somebody out of some crazy situations, hallelujah, abuse, or have brought them out of a drug addiction? Do you know him like that, for real, for real? You know, some can say that, but they don't know him for real, for real. But if you know him for real, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to continue on walking in that sin. You're going to walk over here on the side that you should walk on, hallelujah. You should walk on the righteous side and live a righteous lifestyle of living. And that's what it's all about. When you know that you know that you know that God has been so good, you know, hallelujah. Can't nobody tell you nothing no different. I don't care how they talk. I don't care how they preach. I don't care what they say. You know that you know that you know. Then you say, I'm walking away from this because I know what he done. I know how he woke me up this morning. I know how he started me on my way and gave me, oh, my God, and loved me so much, hallelujah, to forgive me of my sin. I know that he's been good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to move on, hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line at this time for prayer. If anybody on this line desires prayer, I want you to just press the 1 and come in. You don't have to tell me your name, but I do ask that you tell me where you're calling from. And that's all I need. Hallelujah. And your prayer request. I'm sorry. I need those two things. Where you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to tell your name. But so many times, you know, I know you say, well, they don't know who I am. I wouldn't care. Hallelujah. And I get my prayer need met, and then they can go out and talk about it. But guess what? It's okay. But guess what? You would be the one that God corrects for that. You know, so don't go out and talk about it, you know, because there are people that need help, and that's what we're here for, to help people. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I know it's gonna work out for you. So go and cry, just let it all out. Cry your last tear. It's gonna be all right. Cry your last year. It's gonna be all right. You've been searching for an answer, needing a solution, but your life is in his hands. So don't worry, just pray. Watch God make a way. Cry your last year. It's gonna be all right. Cry your last year, it's gonna be all right. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I know it's going to work out for you. So go and cry. Just let it all out. Cry your last tear. It's going to be all right. Cry your last tear. It's going to be all right. I know it hurts sometimes. And you ask the question why. But when you don't understand, put it all in his hands. Cry your last tear. It's going to be all right. Cry your last tear. It's going to be all right. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord God, with peace in our heart on the day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let us hear the word, Lord God. Let us meditate on the word as it is spoken on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for any that's crying, Lord God, in this season because they miss their loved ones. They miss their fathers, Lord God. Even, Lord God, we know they even miss their mothers. Father God, we come against that spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus because you said you'll be everything that we need you to be. So, Father God, we ask you to wrap your loving arms around them and let them know, Lord God, that they don't have to cry no more, Lord, because, God, you're going to make everything all right in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. You are the beginning and the end, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Father God, we pray right now, oh, God, for those that are alone, God. We ask you, God, to send someone by to make their day, Lord. Just send them by, Lord God, to give them something to eat, Lord God, or just give them conversation in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know that this has come a world of people who only think about themselves, but let them think about others, Lord, in this season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because everything's going to be all right, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, you said, Lord, you'll raise up a standard against the enemy, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Every spoken word, oh God, every spoken word, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it pierce the heart of man and woman, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to bring healing, God, to their very soul, to bring strength, Lord, where it needs to bring strength to, Lord God, to bring strength to a dying world, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to bring strength to those that are leaving this world too soon, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them know that that's not you. You had nothing to do with that, Lord God, because some blame you, Lord. And we know they do, Lord God. That's why they can serve you like they want to. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You got to forgive and get over it. Get over it. You cried your last tear. So get over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And stop being mad with God because you know what? You being mad with God, huh? Nobody can help you. But if you mad with man, God can help you. So it's time for you to get over it. Get over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every stroke victim, Lord God, that you're healing right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're taking them back the way they should look. You're taking them back the way they should feel. You're bringing them back, Lord God, the way they should walk. You're bringing them back the way they should talk right now. In the name of Jesus, because you know, Lord, that wasn't you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the enemy has come in and attacked them. But Lord, we speak healing, God, to the very hands, to the very legs, to every limb in their body. Let it line up with your word that by their your strength, they are healed, healthy, and whole. In the name of Jesus, they will not go out like that. Oh, my God, because you have work for them to yet do. In the name of Jesus, and the enemy saw the anointing that's on their life. So he tried to take them out before their time. We decree and we declare right now that spirit is cast into the street, and it shall not raise its ugly head anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say go forth and do the work in the ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, on this day, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Hey, my Lord, God's been calling you, hallelujah. He even extended his hand out and told you, touch my hand. He said, take my hand and I'm going to lead you through, hallelujah, to where you should go, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said, you've been standing in one place too long. It's time now, hallelujah, glory to God. Because some think just because he ain't came back, Jesus ain't coming, but he's coming, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't you see the signs of time? Can't you see the signs of everything that's going on in the world today? He said, I'm coming back. Hallelujah. He said, take his hand. He's going to lead you through the ministry. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, don't get in a hurry. Hallelujah. And don't skip steps. Just take his hand and let him walk you through. Hallelujah. He'll walk you to them that you need to go to get to where he wants you to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know some say that we don't do nothing here on online ministry. We do more online ministry than some of them do in the churches. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not bashing any church. No, I'm not. But it's just the truth anyhow. Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's okay, hallelujah, to each his own, I say. Glory to God. But yes, we do online ministry. Amen. Glory to God. It's God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what are we going to do? We're going to do just what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can heal any infirmity. Hallelujah. He can heal all diseases. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't have to be in the building. Hallelujah. Because our bodies, we present our bodies as living sacrifices, total and acceptable unto the Lord, so he can use us in a mighty way. And that's what he do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You don't have to be in a building for nobody to get healed. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. Hallelujah. Jesus walked the earth, and what did he do? Amen. He went here healing. Oh, my God. He went there casting out devils. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. And he went over there and set some people free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. So you see, you don't have to be in a building. Hallelujah. I know some say, well, they ain't doing nothing. And you know what? I hear you. Hallelujah. It may not be very important to you, but it is important to God. Hallelujah. That he got all kinds of ministries. Hallelujah. No ministry is the same. No, it's not. Hallelujah. And if everybody was the same, we'd be walking around here like zombies, and that wouldn't be good. Glory to God, because you need something. Hallelujah. So just remember, remember, remember. Hallelujah. You come over here, you're going to get what you need. That's all I'm going to say about that. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to go ahead on with my message on today. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8. I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to title this, Allow the Word to Take Root in Your Life. You know, sometimes you hear the word and you hear it and you hear it, but it ain't got no root. None so ever. Okay, that went over my head. And you always say, well, you know, where that went for me, but I'll be trying to figure out when they preach it in church, who is it for? No, that ain't what you're going in there for. You're going in there to hear the word, and if it doesn't pertain to you, just hold on to it, because you may need it on down the line a little bit. Don't go in there trying to figure out, well, you know what? I believe that's her, and I believe that's him, and I, no. Don't do that. Glory to God. Just hold on to it. Amen. If you're a writer like me, write it down. You know, some people say, well, you know, yeah, I write down too. Yes, you do. I mean, it's not a competition. Nobody's trying. I was talking to someone earlier. I'm not trying to, you know, compete with anybody. I'm not trying to compete with who knows more word than I do, who can get more prophecy. I'm not competing with anybody. All I know is I just want to walk with the Lord. That's all we want to do. We don't want to go and try to compete with anybody. So if you write down, hey, write it down. Hey, more power to you. Glory to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. You know, that's just where it is. Hallelujah. You know, they always say, you do you, and I'll do me. That's the way it works. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. We're going to start at the first verse of Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterwards that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. You know, look right here. The 12 disciples were with him. Just think about it. You know, Jesus walked with 12 disciples. Amen. Glory to God. So, you know, others have done other ministries and different things. And our ministry, they discipled people and sent them out. And that's what happened here. I know you hear me saying this, but I'm telling you, God is drawing a lot of people to this ministry. But you don't want to come because you're saying, it's online. No, I have to touch. I have to touch. Well, I guarantee you, you come over here and you'll get that touch. Glory to God. You'll think they're there with you in your house. And then you'll be like, don't come in my house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Spiritually, for real. So I'm encouraging you. He's calling you to the ministry. Hallelujah. So now is the time for you to come on in and get in where you fit in. Don't wait, hallelujah, till the doors are closed. And he said, I opened the doors, and now they didn't come in, so just close them, hallelujah, and keep them shut until I say open them again. You don't want that to happen. While the doors are open, I'm encouraging you now to come on in. And see, he walked with 12 disciples. Let's move on down to verse 2. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. You know, just think about it. Jesus healed Mary Magdalene. Amen. He wasn't in the building, was he? Okay. There it goes right there. He cast 7 devils out of her. Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath. See, all those right there. Amen. You need to ask God, Lord, help me. I need you to create in me a clean heart. And always do a self-checkup. If you harbor any of these, then you know what? You need to ask him. Because I ask him, Lord, if there's anything in there that's stopping and blocking me, Lord God, if it's blocking my blessings, if it's blocking me from moving in and forward in the ministry or anything, Lord, then just take it out. I don't need it. No way. I don't want it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jonah, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. You see right here, when I was reading that, I said, see, I said, people don't understand. These women were using their own money to help Jesus and his disciples. They used their own money. Do you understand? Glory to God. You know, some people, well, I ain't going to give my money. You know, I'm not talking about no tithes and offering. Glory to God. I'm not talking about that either. But, you know, some said they didn't even want to do that either. But, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. But they were using their own money to help with the ministry. And that's what you're supposed to do. If you can, hallelujah, you can give your tithes and offering, yes. But sometimes you got to go a little bit above and beyond that and give just a little bit more. You know, and sometimes, well, I can't. Well, ask God to raise you up. I know I said it last time, and I know y'all said, you know, well, we talk about money a lot, but let me help you understand this. Glory to God. You want to be blessed. You want God to move. Well, that song says here's a little something that you must do. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by parables. See, Jesus spoke in parables, but that's what we do. We speak in parables. Because we want you to get it, glory to God. You don't want to just read a word and then you don't even know, you know, what happened and understanding. And we want you to get it and get it and get it in your heart. Let it pierce your heart. And then whenever you go to do things, hold up. I heard this word. Uh-oh. I can't do that one. Okay? And you move on. Let's read it right here. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. So the birds came on down, and they ate it. They ate the word, because guess what? It wasn't, amen, in a good place. It wasn't buried, hallelujah, glory to God, and you didn't have that word in there, because you didn't hear it. You heard it, but you didn't do it. Let's read on down. I'm going to read all the way up, amen, and then we're going to talk about it. And some fell among thorns, and some of the thorns sprung up with it and choked it, and others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit, and 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said unto them, you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So whenever the word goes out, then that's where your blessings going to come from when the word goes out. Let's just say when you pray, your prayers go up. You know, he knows if you're walking in faith. He knows if you believe in what the word says. You know, I always use amen, my leaders, amen, and that's because I know their spirit, and I know what they teach, and I know how they teach it. They teach it from the Word of God, and they teach it how He wants them to teach it. That's why I can't use nothing I don't know about. That's the thing about it. You know, just think about it. You're going to go and get a product. Most of the time, people go buy a product. Hey, man, let's just say hair product. You're going to go, you know what? This person said it's good. And so what you going to do? You're going to go and you're going to buy it. You know what? They said it's good. Well, I'm going to try this. And then you go on reviews online, and then they'll say, well, you know what? This is good, and this is not good. They have all negative reviews, and you ain't going to buy it all, right? So that's what this is, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what it is. That's why I can tell you what they teach. Now, glory to God. And those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the death, and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. You see, just think about it. The devil will come to steal that word. He going to bring something in your past. It's going to be something, some trial, some trouble, some tribulation. He's going to come to try to get you off track. He uses husbands and wives more, amen, now than anything, because he wants them to detour and go the other way. He wants them to always bicker and fight, you know. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. I know this word, and he wants them to fight, because if he can get them separated, then he has broke God's covenant. Come on now. But you don't want that to happen. You know that you know that you know. This is a season where you better know what you know that you know that you know, and then you better know some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't let anything steal what God is putting in you. Don't let the devil steal it, glory to God. You know, sometimes when people hear the word, hallelujah, they hear it, but they don't want to do it. They just say, okay, well, you know what? Yeah, they told me I need to save some money. I ain't doing that. You know, I'm going to spend because I worked so hard, child, and I got to go out here and get this what I want. Well, you know what? It's okay to spend, but you got to save, too. It's okay, hallelujah, and to spend time with God and say, Lord, share that. And I always talk, I think about what elderly said also, you know. She said, Lord, can I buy this? She asked sometimes, hallelujah, she said. She asked, glory to God, because it may not be time for you to get that right there. He may want you to have something else. So it all comes into play in hearing and doing the word of God. So many times you get so tied up and tangled up in the way the world lives, and nothing matters but what the world system says. Nothing matters but what the world system does. Nothing ever matters. Just think about it. Glory to God. Because we go back here, amen, and we talk about the thorns, hallelujah. Let's talk about the thorns for a minute. Let's back up just a second. People who hear the word, but is choked out by the worries and the sins and sorrow and hardship, that's one of the thorns. That's what happens. You just get so worried and so downtrodden, and, you know, I can't think of nothing. I mean, it just went over my head. Lord, I don't know what happened. You know, I just can't do it. But that's the time you got to press through. You got to learn. There's a blessing in the press. And if we're living in the last days now, we know that we are. We got to remember to press through and to do what he say do, regardless of how it gets done. We got to do it. Don't get caught up in the cares of this world. Don't get caught up in the troubles and the trials and the things that you go through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to make sure that you're anchored in the Lord, because this word is the only thing that's going to help you. So when you read it, at least take something with you. Hallelujah. Don't be that one. Hallelujah. They always, well, you know what, Lord, I need this and I want this and I want this. Glory to God, and I want this, and I want this, Lord. Help me, Lord. Every prayer that you pray is a Lord, I want. Everything that you say is a Lord, I need. Everything that comes out your mouth, you'll say, I did it. Don't be one of those people to get caught up in all that, glory to God. And they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root. Oh, my God. Which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. So you see right there, you heard it. Yes, you heard it. But the word ain't got no root. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to go ahead and you're going to forget about it. Glory to God. You say, hold up, wait a minute. You ain't going to go back and say, okay, let me go back and rely on this word. Let me go back and get more of this. I remember you saying this, Lord. Let me find scripture. But then you get to call me, well, ain't that right? You know, this is this, and I feel this, and ain't that right? But what did he say about it? Glory to God. You got to remember, you can't let no devil, and listen, he ain't the devil with the pitchfork and all. He used people, amen. Them that's sitting up eating chicken legs, you know, and shrimps and, you know, fried rice and all those good things. That's what he's doing. It's not, glory to God, hallelujah. It's not those that, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. He ain't using no pitch, hallelujah. He's using people. And that's how he gets that word out of you. And in time of temptation, see, and temptation comes, and then you forget all about it because you ain't got no root. You didn't continue on in his word. You didn't continue to read it. You didn't continue to study it. You didn't continue to meditate on it. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they hit, they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to the perfection. You see right there, you ain't got no harvest. You ain't got no harvest, glory to God. And all you can think about is money. Lord, I need more money. Lord, I need more, and I need more, I need more, and I need more. Glory to God. But instead of saying, well, Lord, here's what I need you to do. I need you to show me how to handle what I got first. Glory to God. Let me give you, a short testimony. Well, I worked at this place, amen, and, you know, it wasn't a whole lot, amen. It didn't pay you a whole lot. But I said, hold up, I got to start somewhere. Glory to God. I said, so show me how to handle it and what I need to do. So first of all, guess what I started doing? I started breaking him off what belonged to him. Amen. So start doing the tithes and the offerings. Amen. Glory to God. And I was in transition going to another place, another church, and I still, that's where I belong. That was where the membership was. So guess what I continued to do? I continued to send my tithes and my offering over to that church, but I gave them, amen, an offering where I went. And I'm like, okay, here's the way it goes now. Until I come over here and become a member, then I bring them with me. And someone made a statement, said, well, she sure pay her tithes and offering. I had to start somewhere. So you got to start somewhere. Stop holding back on what belongs to God and give it to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what nobody else going to say. Don't worry about what them saying. When you get the folks your money, you better stop listening at people. People will have you climbing up a wall when God trying to have you climbing up and getting your blessings. Oh, good God Almighty. I think I've said that again. You better stop listening at people while they'll have you climbing up a wall and God trying to have you to climb up and get your blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I continued on and I said, Lord, just show me how to do it. So I would sit down and I would write this down and I would take so much out for groceries here because I had children I had to feed. Glory to God. So that's what I did. I sat down and I put him first and I did that and I continued on to do that for many, many, many years. Just kept on. You see, consistency is what's going to equal your success. Hallelujah. By you being up, down, in, out, all around, I might give this week, and I may not give this month. Well, I'm going to cut this off this month. But then every time you go in prayer, what are you praying for? You're calling them, telling them, oh, Lord God, I need money. I need money. No, you need to sit down and tell God to show you how to handle what you got first. Glory to God. Before you keep asking for more. And I said, Lord, I said, now, you see, I'm doing all this, and I'm doing all this, and I'm doing what I need to do, but what's going on? And he told me first, the spiritual. Hallelujah. I'm going to raise you up in the spirit first, and then you're going to get the natural stuff. I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. But guess what? That went on for many, many, many years. And now I'm going to tell y'all something. Good God Almighty, write it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We were online one night. Hallelujah. And there was some stuff happening, and my pastor, he spoke a profound word to me. I want y'all to know it. He did. He said, you will never be broke another day in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember that to this day. Oh, my God, my God. And when he spoke it, amen, it resonated in my spirit. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God did it. Hallelujah. Nothing is spoken over here that don't come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you can stop it from coming to pass by not doing what he says. You can stop it. You can hold up your own blessings. But when he spoke that word, and hallelujah, and it resonated in my spirit, glory to God, Hallelujah, hallelujah. It came to pass. And I thank God for my leaders, the way they speak the word, and it comes to pass. And hallelujah, that's what you want. That's when you know that they are praying for you for real, glory to God. And they know that they want God to bless you, not just to bless, them, but they want the same blessings that flow down on them, they want to flow down on you. Hallelujah, ain't no jealousy over here. I know y'all just listen, and make sure you write it down, because it's the truth anyhow. Glory to God. And that's what you want to do. So don't get caught up in always saying, God, oh, God, I need, Lord, I need money. And then when it comes time to tithe, I wasn't even going this way, God, glory to God, but amen. When it comes time to tithe, well, Lord, I'm going to give you half of it. Half? What if he gave you half of that light bill money and told you, I'm going to give you half, just like I gave you half, you gave me half? What if he tell you that? You know, well, I don't know about y'all, but I don't think Alabama Power was going to take half of it, glory to God. Hallelujah. So what if you're giving him half? What if you're giving him half of your time? Lord, I'm going to give you 20 minutes, and you need to answer me, Lord, and then I'm gone, I'm 20 minutes. No, that ain't going to work. You got to do battle. Hallelujah. So that's why you ain't going to bear no fruit. You ain't going to have no harvest. You come on now. You know, some said, well, Lord, I want you to bless me 100-fold, Lord. Bless me 100-fold return. Well, let me ask you a question. What are you doing for him to bless you 100-fold return? Are you giving him 100% of everything that you're supposed to be giving him? Or are you holding back? Say, Lord, I don't sometimes have gas money. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. I remember that also. I'm not talking down on anybody that say they don't, but I'm just saying, you know, consistency is what's going to equal success. You know, just think about it, okay? If you're believing on your job for them to give you, amen, a raise or a supervisor's position, hallelujah. So what you going to do? You're going to make sure you're doing all you know how to do. You will make sure you come into work on time, not late. Not lollygagging, not on your phone all the time when they said no phones in the building. Hallelujah. Just don't talk on them. Glory to God. Come on now. That's where it starts at. You're going to read your word. You're going to meditate on your word. You're going to spend time with him, and you're going to be ready. Hallelujah. You're going to be in your place so he can bless you. Let's move on down just a little bit. But that on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You know, I had to learn how to get some patience. I really did. Hallelujah. Because if you had not, you know, some couldn't have probably done what I done, really. Hallelujah. I hear somebody say that all the time, saying, no way. And no way I could have did that. I said, but I had to wait on God. There was nothing I could do. I had to wait on him. Hallelujah. Don't you know he'll just cut off, stop all them resources, and you make him your main source. So, Lord, if you don't do it, it can't get done. Glory to God. So, Lord, I'm depending on you. So you had to learn how to have some patience. Glory to God. You have to be honest. You have to be good. You have to, and so on good ground. Glory to God. Don't just throw your seeds out there anywhere. Make sure, hallelujah, the people, amen, that you're giving them to, amen, they know how to cover them up. Because some are just thrown out there, and guess what? You got to go to this one, that one, anyway. I ain't bashing nobody, that one. But over here, hallelujah, you're going to get the way you need it, going to get the prayer that you deserve. Glory to God. I'm telling you. So they're going to cover them up. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to have patience. If he said, then don't go over there and buy that dress right now, then just don't do it. If he said, don't go over there and spend your money right now, just don't do it. That don't mean that you can't go later. If every delay is not a denial, it's just I'm delaying you for right now. Because I had told somebody the other day, I said, you know what? There was a time, amen, I couldn't even buy like that. I said, I couldn't buy a dress. No, I'm not boasting. I'm boasting in the Lord because everything I got belongs to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know how he'll bring you up and bring you out. He'll take you over into that place. Hallelujah, where you won't want no more, where you won't have to worry about it, having gas in your car, and where you won't have to worry about your children having shoes on their feet, where you won't have to worry, glory to God, oh my God, my God, am I going to make it on this tire? You won't have to worry. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel of putting it under a bed. but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. You know, you got to enter into God's light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like the word of God is a light. You know, just think about it. When you light a candle, you're going to see that candle, regardless if they put it on the bed, because they put it well, you're going to see that candle. So, you know, people got to see that light too also. Hallelujah. When that word is spoken and from you, then they should see some light. Because you know what? Now, let's just keep it real. You know, believers are living more like the world living. It's all about the stuff. It's not about him, but that's not how it's supposed to be. If he done lit your candle, then he wants you to go and light somebody else's candle. Glory to God. Now, everybody's not tied to you, but all those that are tied to you, the souls that are tied to you to win over, then guess what? You need to ask him. Because we're in a season where he wants to see all his people saved. We know all can be, but all don't want to see it. So make sure that your light is shining and your light is lit up so they can see the God that you serve. So they can see that you ain't getting caught up by the cares of the world. You say you're a Christian, so you need to walk like one and act like one. Glory to God. You say you're a believer, well, walk like one and act like one. This day you're up, next day you're down, next day you're almost level to the ground. But you got to know, you got to let them see that God's still working in you and his light is shining so, so bright. Glory to God. I remember this person, amen, that I told, I said, well, hold up, don't spend all your money in one place. And then they spoke the word and said, you know what, there's more where that came from. I said, oh, that's what I'm talking about. I said, do it, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, he'll make a way, glory to God, out of no way. He'll make a way, amen, if you stay in his word and you listen and you receive it. But some don't receive the word of God. Some don't even know what the word is saying. You know, they go to church and they say, well, you know what, I heard it. I heard it. But what did he say? Can you tell me one thing you got out of there? And sometimes they can't even tell you all they want to hear. You know, they just heard him holler and scream at one point, and that was it. The word was good because everybody else clapped and hollered. But when you go, you make sure you're getting what you need, because we serve that kind of God. And let your light shine also so they can see, hallelujah, glory to God, that God works in you. Don't just be throwing words out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, for him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. You know, take heed, therefore, how you hear. Be careful how you hearing and who you're hearing. You know, you can jump here, 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 here. God in this season, where would he have you planted it? So you can get what you need. Ask God, if I'm supposed to be here, then Lord, this plant me here. Show me how I can get here. Show me, Lord God, if I need to contact them or call them, or Lord, or lay me on their heart to call me and let me know that I'm supposed to be here. But when you pray the prayer, be truthful. And listen, don't come with a selfish heart. Don't come, well, you know what, I already know that, and I already know. It's sometimes there are stuff that you know. But here's the thing about it. You listen anyway. So God is just giving you that confirmation. He's giving you that confirmation of what stuff that you already know. And you say, okay, yes, I know. Thank you. You know? Oh, yes, thank you. That's good, good. And keep it moving. Well, I know you got that attitude. Here you go. Hallelujah. But you're going to miss something in the transition. Whenever I get a call, I'm just going to tell you like it is. We're in this real deal now. Whenever I get a call, guess what I do? I listen. I be so quiet. I'm like, okay, I got to get it off. I have notepads and pad notes and notes and here and there. Even got so good, I even tap it in the phone now. Hey, come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss not nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what you need to do is just keep your pad somewhere close, because that's what I do. I got tablets and tablets, and I have little notepads that I write it down on, and then I go and I take it off there and write it on my big pad so I won't forget it and I know where it's at. Glory to God. And that's what you do. But just listen at the words that's being spoken. And I said, yeah. I said, mm-hmm. They said, you there? I said, oh, I'm here. Glory to God. I'm listening. I like to listen. If you're talking right, then I'm going to listen. But if you're talking wrong, then, you know, if you're going to lose me, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to walk off. That's just the way I am, glory to God. But I know they'll be giving you good words, hallelujah, and telling you what, you know, what God says. And then some of that you have, you know, you're going to lose it because you're not willing to let them perfect it in you. Let the leaders perfect that gift in you. Don't be stubborn, hallelujah. Don't be stubborn by saying, I know. No, there are things that you don't know. And there are things that you can learn if you just listen. But God didn't place them in that place for nothing. He didn't. He placed them in that place so they can raise up disciples. Oh, good God Almighty. So they can walk with them. Glory to God. So they can pray for them. So they can intercede and be intercessors. To pray and hold all of the calamity and all the different things, the iniquity and all the different things that try to come and persuade them to go back and come in and try to get them, amen, off track, glory to God, hallelujah. He want to raise you up to that level so you won't be selfish. So when they say, well, you know what, this is what I need y'all to do, and you'll do it, and you won't have to worry about all this. He want to raise you up to that place. So he send those people to raise you up, hallelujah, to make sure you can get that hundredfold return on everything that you, glory to God. And you won't be in that place where you got thorns and you won't be in that place where you're sowing on ground that ain't good, hallelujah. You know, there are some, hallelujah, glory to God, I hate you. There are some, amen, I have to say it because I don't bash, glory to God, because you know I know God made all of us different. Everybody ministers different, and everybody ministers teach different, and that's okay. But when it all comes out, it's still the word of God, glory to God. If you read it, you'll see it's on the point, it's on the cue, glory to God. I'm in Luke chapter 8, and I approve this message, glory to God. But here's the thing about it. You want to make sure that you're in that place when he gives you that word, and guess what? It can bring a hundredfold return to you, hallelujah. So don't ever talk about another man's ministry. Don't ever talk about another woman's ministry. Don't ever tear their ministry down because it's not God. Hallelujah. You know what I have for hallelujah? You'll make it hard for yourself. You want to tread on good ground. So on good ground. Glory to God. And I can tell you this ground here is good and firm. And we're in a season, oh, glory to God, where God is going to do some miraculous things in this season. He's going to do some awesome things in this ministry, and he's working on it already. I can see it. Hallelujah. You may not can see it, but I can see it. Glory to God. I see it, and I receive it. I receive it. So I'm telling you now. So come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. And let God be God in your life. Don't let the thistles and the thorns, amen, get you distracted. Don't let the people get you distracted from where you're going. Hallelujah. You got to learn to have the gift, amen, as we were taught to walk away. Hallelujah. Because some going to come against it only because they don't know. They don't know. They have a zeal of God, but they're denying the power therein. That's what it is. Yeah, they just know, yeah, you know what, me and God got, we got a relationship. Yeah, he know. He know. He knows. And that's what they say. He know. But do you know? Hallelujah. Do you really know? Do you know what he can do? Do you know he can heal you from all that sin? Do you know he can deliver you? Do you know he can bring you out? Do you know he can bring you over where you can get all the blessings and not just part of them just because you got a little, amen, something in your bank account, hallelujah, but your body racking with pain? Do you know that he can heal that? Do you know he can bring you out, hallelujah? Oh, my God, you're riding in a hoopty, glory to God. When you swing the curb, the door swing open. Oh, Jesus. Help us, Lord. He can give you your heart desires, glory to God. Well, God, I desire, amen, a husband, Lord. Amen. I'm just saying here for other people. I said, so Lord, I'm desiring a husband, Lord. I'm desiring, Lord God, a wife, glory to God. But you're doing everything you know how to do. You're tipping, slipping, and dipping, glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you know he can deliver you from all that? And he can give you the heart desire. He can give you that, but you got to come up higher. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on this day to give where you know is good ground. Don't just throw your seeds out there where it ain't being covered up because the bird's going to come. You hear the word. The bird's going to come and they're going to eat it up. And guess what? The birds are people. They're coming. You know what? I heard this bird and you know I heard this. And I heard, honey, I heard this, and this is what the Lord is saying to me. Glory to God. Just be careful how you share those things with other people. You know, I know there are some you can talk to, and some, I'm going to tell you the truth, you just can't. You just can't. It ain't no ain't. You just can't. Glory to God. Because they'll try to talk you out of it. Don't let nobody talk you out of your blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. You know, I encourage each and every one on this land on today. Amen. Make sure you're sowing on good ground. Make sure you're doing what he is telling you to do. Don't do what they tell you to do, but do what God is calling you to do. Because he wants you to come higher in him. And it's all about him. I know they say you talk about money, you talk about, yeah, but you know what? He want to get you blessed. Because I know for a fact, not long ago, he told me that I want them to sow. Oh, baby. I said, Lord, you want me to tell them that? You know, glory to God. I'll get a little bit sarcastic. I said, well, if you tell me to tell them, then guess what? They say as good as sowed. Before they even, the seed even hit the ground, they reaped a harvest right then. And then they called me back and told me of two harvests that they got from that one seed. But that was three in a row, glory to God. Now, I mean, one, two, three, four in a row, glory to God. It was four in a row. Now, that's how he do it. Because guess what? This was good ground to sow on. He was telling them to sow. I said, well, you know, Lord, you know, I don't think they believe, but I didn't go through all that. He said, I should tell them to sow. They need to sow. And I did. Hallelujah. So when he tells you to do something, just do it. They didn't reap the harvest before the seed even hit the ground. Hallelujah. So that's what we're talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So make sure you're in that place when the word comes. You grab hold and then you hold on to the word. And you not only just hear it, but you do the word. Glory to God. And he speaks in parables. So, you know, his disciples were with them. So they should really know, you know, a lot of what he was doing and what he was talking about. And that's why he speaks in parables so that you can get it. That's why we break it down so in terms of now so you can get this word and hold on to this word. Glory to God. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. My God, my God. We got a little time. Amen. If you desire prayer, I'm over my line, amen. Again, if you desire prayer, amen, no matter where you are, hallelujah, go ahead and press the one, and you will be brought in, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one, so guess what? I'm going to move on. Hallelujah, my God. Listen, amen, hallelujah. We've been talking about also sowing seeds and giving in. And I'm just going to put it out there, amen. You know, you can react if you want to. And if you don't, hallelujah, then if you say it ain't for you, then just don't. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God wants somebody, amen, glory to God. He wants you to sow $100. I'm just going to tell it like it is. It keeps ringing in my ear. Hallelujah. But I want to get it out my ear. Get it off my chest. Glory to God. But he wants you to sow $800, hallelujah, glory to God. You know that you know that you know, hallelujah, what you believe in God for. You know that you know that you know what you believe in God for. So he told me to tell you to sow $100, glory to God. I know you say, oh, my God, 25, you went all the way from that to that. Listen, I'm not going to question God because guess what? There's nobody trying to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. He wants to get it to you. Whatever it is you're asking him for, it's going to require that you sow a seed to get it. Hallelujah. So I'm just telling you now, it's up to you to do it. It's up to you. I'm not going to convince. I'm just going to tell you just like it is. Glory to God. Now, you can make up your mind and let it fall where it may, let it do what it do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's time out for, you know, playing around. I mean, if you were somewhere else and they said, well, I want y'all to get in this line and I want y'all to sow this, that, yeah, what you going to do? You're going to try to take out the checkbook. You're going to start writing. You don't even have no questions. Hallelujah. But that's just because some people you don't believe in. Glory to God. But you know that you know that you know this is good ground. So I'm encouraging you to do this. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for today. We thank you for the message of God, Lord. Let the people hold on to the word, Lord God, and not let it go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them find good ground, Lord God, in this ministry, in the ministries that we're under, the umbrella, Lord God, to serve, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to be service unto Christ. It's the best thing you could ever do. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you're pouring out your spirit above all, Lord God, in these last and evil days, oh God. Oh, my God. You're crucifying, Lord God, some fleshly desires, Lord God, to pick up, Lord God. Oh, my God. Your cross and go ahead and walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because it's not about us, Lord God. It's about serving you, Lord God. It's about coming into a place, a more understanding, and Lord God, to understand what you're saying to do in these days. We thank you for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the release, Lord, of the anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that shall destroy the yokes and lift the burdens, Lord God, of those who are heavy laden on this day, Lord, those that have been crying out, Lord God, saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me, Lord God, saying, Lord, I'm lonely. Lord God, we ask you to wrap your arms around them and let them know that you're here. Oh, my God, you're there with them and you never left them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. My God, holy, holy, holy God we serve. In the name of Jesus. Hey, my Lord, my Lord. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want you to forget any of the announcements. Don't forget Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday night. Don't forget, hallelujah, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Don't forget Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Don't forget Our Power every Sunday. Glory to God. 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth coming up in the next 30 minutes. Hallelujah. 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to partner. And don't forget to tell someone else, amen, about the shows and tell them to come and join. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God wants to do great and mighty work, amen, through people. He wants to heal them. He wants to set them free, Lord God. Of everything, Lord, just like he did, Jesus cast out all them devils Mary Magdalene had in her. He wants to set them free. So bring them, tell them to come aboard and hear the word of God so they can be set free. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. I don't want to leave the show without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus in pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me Lord, God. Mold me, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I give you my life, God. I repent of every sin that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. So go ahead and inbox me on Facebook. It's Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. And we will get back with you. Glory to God. We will, glory to God, call you back and tell you the what next. For sometimes you can't tell it all on the show, but we can call you back and tell you the what next. Because we want you to keep on prospering in the word and keep letting him build you up and keep letting him strengthen your life in these last and evil days. Glory to God. And now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the benediction. So don't forget 30 minutes. Minister Elaine will be coming up next. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Don't forget to tune in here next Sunday for our Prophetic Corner Ministries. Amen.